Well, the scandal surrounding the Speaker has dominated the political scene now for more than 3 weeks. It's certainly taken the steam off any momentum the government was beginning to enjoy and overshadowed almost every other political message it might have hoped to send. But the Prime Minister and his front bench team will be out this week, hoping to take back the initiative with a series of policy announcements focusing on jobs. Mr Abbott is expected to announce a commitment to build a new fleet of Navy frigates in South Australia, and the Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull has flagged a new recruitment and training scheme designed to double the number of NBN workers and accelerate the rollout. Malcolm Turnbull joins me now in our Sydney studio. Mr Turnbull, welcome to the program.
Michael, it's great to be with you, and it's great to be announcing Project Athena. We're going to be training 4,500 plus people to Australians to work for the NBN in a whole range of telecommunications sector jobs. So,
okay. I'll certainly ask you about that. I'll certainly ask. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, the Bronwyn Bishop scandal. Why did it take so long?
Well, look, really, these are questions you'd have to address to the former Speaker. I really can't help you with that.
Well, should the Prime Minister have acted sooner?
Again, these are all benefit of hindsight questions. Bronwyn had to make a very tough call, but it was the right call. It was a sad set of circumstances. She made some errors of judgment, but she's had a very long and positive contribution to Australian politics. But there are times when you have to make the call she did, and she did.
It's been pretty clear that it's been damaging the government over the last couple of weeks, and plenty of you have been expressing that frustration privately. Is it true to say that many have also been urging the Prime Minister to act?
Well, again, really, I'll leave you to speculate on that. I'm really much more interested in talking about 4,500 new jobs for Australians, including in Western Australia and South Australia and Queensland, where a lot of people have come out of employment recently because of the slowdown in the mining construction sector. So the NBN is really cranking up, and we're recruiting with a very big training program right across the country.
But do you accept that it has been damaging in the last couple of weeks for the government?
Well, that's what I read in the press, and of course everything's totally to be relied on in the media, especially on the ABC, Michael, on Radio National.
And, of course, but you can understand, can't you, why the public might see it as arrogance. I mean, here's the government talking about the end of the age of entitlement and cutting public spending, and all the while the Speaker's getting around in helicopters and limos.
Well, of course people were upset about it. I mean, you know, we don't live in a bubble. Of course people were upset, and that's ultimately is one of the things that drove Bronwyn to resign. But, I mean, you know, you've got to use your entitlements. I mean, I don't even like the word entitlements. I mean, that is the technical term, but it's a bad term. I mean, these are essentially business expenses, and we should expend them as though it was our own money, with the same sort of prudence as you would as if it was your own business. Now, and, you know, people adopt, everyone's different. I mean, I get a lot of public transport. I don't do that because I'm wearing a hair shirt. I prefer it. I find I meet more people, find it more interesting and engaging. Other people get com cars or taxis or drive their own cars. But however you get around as an MP, you've got to bear in mind that it is other people's money. And I think we're all aware of that. It doesn't matter what the technicality of the rules are, what the black letter rules are. The single most important thing is it is other people's money, the taxpayers' money, and to use it responsibly and prudently and use no more than you need to do your job.
The Prime Minister said yesterday the problem wasn't any particular individual, but it was the entitlement system more generally. Do you agree?
Well, I think there are some areas of ambiguity in the entitlement system, but I really think that there is that the fundamental principle is often one of common sense.
And in this case, it was an individual decision, wasn't it?
Well, it was Bronwyn's decision. You know, the helicopter was her call, right? She didn't have to get a helicopter to Geelong. That's what set this thing off.
Okay. Should there be a review of the entitlement system?
Well, I think it's a good idea to have a review of the entitlement system. It is very complex. It costs an enormous amount to administer. I think it needs to be simplified. There is a very large staff in the Department of Finance administering it, and there are a lot of savings that could be made by streamlining it. But You know, at the end of the day, this is always going to depend on individual members and senators spending the taxpayers' money in a prudent way and spending no more than they need to get the job done. And I want to say I really dislike the word entitlement, because we're not entitled to anything. You know, what we've got, we are no more. If you were working for a business and you were travelling around as a salesman and you had travel expenses, you wouldn't talk about your entitlements. They are expenses of doing your job, and your employer would expect you to incur no more expense than you needed to get the job done. And that's the approach we should take.
How wide should the review be, and should it cover all entitlements, including such things as travel allowance? Because although it is totally allowable under the current rules, voters do have a problem, don't they, for instance, with some of the practices that you and other MPs do, which is in claiming travel allowance, for instance, for living in your own properties in Canberra.
Well, I think the Canberra part of it is actually, and please, after this, can we get on to the NBN?
Sure.
The Canberra part of it is actually one of the better parts of it, because with Canberra, what happens is that everybody gets the same living away, you know, same allowance, same travel allowance, which is $270 a day, I think, nowadays. And it doesn't matter whether you are staying in a hotel or in a flat, or whether you own your own flat, or if you sleep in a caravan, or, you know, sleep in a swag under a tree. Everyone gets the same. And that's actually pretty good, because all then you have to do is establish that you are in Canberra and you make your own arrangements. That is actually quite a streamlined thing, because it means the Department of Finance doesn't have to then ask questions, oh, was that hotel room too expensive, you know? Did they access the mini bar and all of that stuff? So the Canberra thing is actually one of the more efficient parts of the system.
So you don't necessarily think it should a review should go into that?
Well, a review can go into that, but the point is that what you want to do is have travel expenses being reasonable, no more than is needed to get the job done. But you also want to minimise the administrative red tape, because that is an added expense to the taxpayer. You know, if there's $100 spent on travel expenses and another $100 spent by bureaucrats checking them, that's $200 cost to the taxpayer. So you want to try and make the system prudent, economical, but also from an administrative point of view, very efficient.
Okay, well, look, on the NBN, today you are announcing a doubling of the NBN workforce. If you are on track to roll it out as planned, why do you need so many more workers?
Oh, well, this is the biggest and most, by far, the most complicated infrastructure project in our history. You know, it was a massive mistake of the Labor government to have the government embarking on this. I mean, this is a sort of project that should have been done by the telco sector supported with some government subsidies. But the government, as you know, set up a previous government, the Labor government, set up the NBN Co. We inherited a business that really had no idea what its costs were. I mean, all of the information, the critical financial information we had when we were elected, has turned out to be wrong. I mean, they thought it was costing them $2,200 to connect premises with fibre. It turned out to be $3,600. So there was a lot. It was a very poorly managed business. Now we've got a new team, a new business strategy. We've got a new corporate plan we'll be releasing shortly. And I'm very confident that the new management have got a handle on the costs and the strategy. Now, we do need a lot more people to ramp this business up. Our goal is to get this project completed by 2020.
Will this help address what seems to be the big divide that's opened up between those in the bush who are forced to use the satellite service and everyone else?
Well, the satellite service, there will always be users of the satellite service. Of course, at the moment, the interim satellite service is shocking. And again, that was another Labor disaster, $300 million so that 38,000 people can get dial-up.
But you announced last year, didn't you?
Sorry?
You announced upgrades to that last year.
We announced some patches, Michael, and I said it was no more than patches last year to improve the quality of the service, but it is still very inadequate. There are a couple of things we're doing in the bush. Firstly, we are launching the long-term satellite later in the year, and that when that's deployed next year, that will deliver 25 megs down, 5 megs up to all the satellite footprint. The second thing we're doing is expanding the fixed wireless service, which is phenomenal, and that's got a 50 megabit per second product. That is really outstanding. And that is being, we're pushing the envelope on that to cover thousands more premises. So we're trying to minimize the number of premises that will be in the satellite footprint wherever we can. But the big news today is jobs. You know, we've got 1,300 jobs in New South Wales, 900 in Western Australia, 900 in Queensland, 800 in Victoria, 400 in South Australia, 200 in Tasmania. And I just want to say, if you have got an interest in working in the telco sector, or you were in the telco sector, you're a linesman, you've got some experience, go to nbnco.com.au/workforce and you'll get the details and you can get training, because we want you. We've got to double this workforce. We're activating 10,000 premises a week now. We've got to crank that up. We've got to more than double that in the years ahead.
Okay, Malcolm Turnbull, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much.